Welcome back. This is Who's Talking with Frank Baloney and Jim Hobgood. We're back and delighted to bring on former UVA basketball player and current Virginia Athletics Foundation Executive Director Dirk Kastra to our show. This is a return visit for Dirk.
Yeah, good to have Dirk on. Dirk, do we have you on the line? I think we do.
Yes, we do.
Frank and I were discussing here before we brought you on. You've been in that role with VAF how long now?
Well, somebody reminded me a few weeks ago that I had just passed my 19th year anniversary joining the foundation. So I guess that is getting to be a bit of an old timer.
Yeah, well, I guess so. But you've seen a lot of growth of, well, I guess it used to be Virginia Student Aid and was changed to Virginia Athletics Foundation a few years ago. Tell us how the year is going for VAF and, some of your goals for this year as well as the level of support for Virginia student athletes.
Well, we're off to a good start this year. You know, the way we kind of measure things from a year-to-year basis is the performance of our annual fundraising campaign. And we've had a tough go of it the last couple of years for a variety of reasons. We were down about 18% in 2008 and down about 3% in 2009. But so far, we're tracking ahead for 2010. Now, it's still early in the campaign, but we're hopeful and optimistic that it'll be a good year for us.
Yeah, I guess, certainly a large part of that, I think, was the economy over the last couple of years. And I guess the economy still is a little shaky in parts or segments of the economy. I guess the other factor has been maybe your two big revenue sports, football and basketball, haven't been quite as strong as we'd like them to be. But what sense do you get from the donors looking to the future of football and basketball?
Well, I think from the conversations that I have and members of my staff have, people are extremely excited about the direction of both of those programs, excited about Coach London and Coach Bennett and what they've done, and looking forward to the future. Everybody continues to look towards next year and the strength that we'll have on the court and the field. Some question marks still, obviously, still some young players on both teams, but I think people feel that the future is very bright. Especially coming up here with football season, it seems like football is almost around the corner. But, all the talk that I heard following the bitter end of the basketball season was about getting Mike Scott back, James Johnson coming off the redshirt year, the infusion of three new first-year players, and then the first-year players that we have now having that year of experience. People are pretty optimistic about next year's basketball season. So we're hopeful that people will hang with us, support the teams, and stay with the giving program. We would like to see some improvement there, because for some reason the university keeps increasing tuition and we have to go out and raise more money to fund those scholarships, and it's been a challenge to keep up with that.
Dirk, this is Frank. In-state versus out-of-state scholarship costs. Talk about how UVA treats that as maybe compared with some of the other ACC schools.
Well, this year, the out-of-state full scholarship, it costs $45,000. The in-state is about $23,000. So when one of our coaches awards a scholarship to an out-of-state kid, we actually pay the university $45,000 for their cost of the scholarship.
Wow.
And also the same goes for an in-state student. But 70% of our student-athletes are out-of-state. So that turns into a pretty hefty bill each year, and when the university raises tuition, 8 or 9% in any given year, which is what they've done the last couple of years, that's a big increase that we have to match with increased fundraising.
So some
of the other schools in our league actually treat all of their student athletes at the in-state rate for scholarship perspectives, but we're seeing some of that go away. State of North Carolina just repealed that, and so they're having to go out in somewhat of a scramble mode to match the dollars that they've lost with that repeal of that bill.
So I guess it's good news to VAF that Coach London has made recruiting in-state a focal point.
We like that very much.
Well, that's good for the football program as well, because I think there's a lot of talented football players in the state of Virginia, and it's nice to know that going forward we're going to get our share of them.
Absolutely.
Dirk, I know you've probably got some new initiatives or some new goals that are on the horizon. Would you like to share those now?
Obviously our biggest goal this year is to have a bit of a recovery for the annual fund because we've dropped down so far. You know, our high was in 2008 when we did our new seating plan, and the people responded with increased giving, and then the economy went down. The football team didn't perform, and we know that people were some people were upset about the way that played out, and we know we've got some work to do there. But we think things are starting to align, so we need to see some recovery this year in the annual fund. And we're also trying to do some things to demonstrate how we value people's giving on a consistent basis. So we've added some things to recognize people who, what we're calling, have reached milestone giving. And our foundation has been in existence since 1948, but our computer records of gifts only go back to 1971. So we actually have 40 years now of giving data, and we can recognize about 260 people that have given consecutively for 40 years. So Wow. We've just started a recognition program for those people. A number of them are in Richmond, so we're going to have a year-long recognition of that group, and then we'll do the next group next year when they hit their 40th year. So I think that'll begin to resonate with some folks, because we certainly value the longevity that those people have. The other thing that we've added this year, we'll see in play for football season, we've added into our priority point formula points for consecutive years of buying season tickets for all of our sports that we have season tickets sold in. So that'll be a point benefit for donors in their seating. So we recognize that maybe that could have been done in 2008 when we did the new ticket policy, but to be honest with you, it was a chore to be able to extract the data, and it literally mm-hmm. took us a couple of years working through all of that to actually be able to piece it all together. Wow. So those are the two biggest things that we have going this year are those two.
I guess on the bright side, on the sports scene in Charlottesville, the one sport that probably has really been a positive, including VAF, is baseball. Talk a little bit about the Virginia baseball program and its impact on the overall athletic endeavors over in Charlottesville.
You know, the buzz that the baseball team has in Charlottesville and beyond is just tremendous, and the number of people that stepped up and continued their season ticket purchases and added to them, and people that are coming in from out of town. And we had so many calls last week from people who wanted to come in to watch that Florida State series. And for the people that were there in Davenport Field over the weekend, it was just a tremendous atmosphere. And that program is such a good example for all the things that we're trying to do here in Charlottesville and what people can really get behind and support, and really what their dollars go to support. That's just such a wonderful example of when you have people that were willing to support the program, and you combine that with a great coach, a great facility that donors help build with their gifts, and we've had a little bit of success, and we're just trying to ride that momentum, and hopefully that'll take us to Omaha this year.
Let's hope so. By the way, baseball update, bottom of the sixth inning, UVA is still up 3-0, and looks like Kenny Swab is at the plate. So hopefully they can hang on and win this game, and then they'll prepare for the Maryland series, which comes into town
Friday night.
Yep. Dirk, any other thoughts you wish to share just in general about, maybe your tenure? I mean, it had crept up on me how many years, but it seems like you're entrenched now, aren't you?
I've been here a few years, and it's still a lot of fun. The challenges that we have each year are different. The thing that really transcends from year to year is the relationships that I have and we have with the donors, the ones that I've gotten to know over the years, even all the way back to my playing days, the people that I remember seeing in the stands, and now that I know on a much deeper level. And those relationships go so far beyond just, getting into the office each and every day. It just means so much to have those sorts of relationships, and that's really special to me. And I'm thankful to have the opportunity to work here at the university and give back to my alma mater and the athletic program and the foundation that actually paid my scholarship. So it feels really good inside, knowing that they were trying to do some things to help the current generation of student athletes.
Dirk, just one last thing before we let you go. Have they set the date for the VAF social in Richmond yet?
April 19th.
April 19th, so that'll be an important note for our listeners over here in the metropolitan area. And the location of that this year is where?
We're back at the Jefferson Hotel, which is where we held it last year.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Terrific site. So April 19th for our listeners. Put that on your calendar now to get out. And I guess normally we would have a Mike London there, potentially.
Tony Bennett?
We got Coach London and Coach Bennett.
Oh, yeah. Good.
So that'll be a big night, April 19th at the Jefferson Hotel.
That's right. And I guess if I can, one last plug. Obviously, we've just started selling season football tickets. This is a great year to get in. The program is on the rise, April 30th being the deadline for both season ticket orders and the pledge deadline for priority seating. And if somebody's not a season ticket holder now, this year is the best year to get in. There's good inventory available. It's for donors who have season tickets that they want to get a group together, ask for a special request. This is a good year to do that. Our staff is ready and willing to work with anybody who has any questions. For the listeners that are out there, if they have any questions about that, feel free to contact our office, and we're looking forward to working with them.
Absolutely, because I think you're right. It's a good time to get them, because I think as the years progress, Coach London's going to have more and more success, and those tickets are going to be harder and harder to come by.
That's right.
Well, listen, we thank you, Dirk, for joining us tonight. Appreciate always having you on, and wish you nothing but the best.
Yeah, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Dirk.
All right, VAF Executive Director Dirk Kastra with us tonight.
All right, well, we've got a few minutes here before our next break. Let's recognize our good friends over there at the UVA Bookstores. They've got a really nice youth lacrosse clinic coming up on Saturday, April the 2nd, up there in Charlottesville. It's going to be on the O'Hill Field, located at the corner of Alderman Road and McCormick Road. So it's sort of diagonally across from the aquatics facility, looking over that hill towards Scott Stadium. It's a free event. Middle and elementary school players should bring their sticks to participate. And former UVA star athlete Ben Rubior will be there, along with other members of the 2006 National Championship team. So, again, a free youth lacrosse clinic sponsored by the UVA Bookstores, Saturday, April 2nd, up there at UVA, prior to the UVA-Maryland game. And I'm told there will be autograph sessions and an accuracy challenge contest and some prizes distributed to the participants.
Right. And this, if you mentioned it, I'll just repeat it, from 10 o'clock in the morning until 11 o'clock in the morning at that location near Alderman and McCormick Road. And I think the actual lacrosse game that day starts at noon.
12 noon.
Starts at
Maryland.
And with the inter-squad football game following the lacrosse game. So the football scrimmage or orange-blue game or whatever you want to call it will start approximately 3:30 in the afternoon.
That's correct. So we're real excited. I think it's neat that the UVA Bookstores is sponsoring this. And I think they still might have a few of those St. Patrick's Day T-shirts on hand. And I also know that they've got a really cool T-shirt this year, the UVA Lacrosse Rip It Fan T-shirt. It's only $10. And you can also get a free orange lacrosse ball if you come out, I believe, to the Youth Lacrosse Clinic, and you can get autographs on that orange ball. So pretty cool that the UVA Bookstores is doing
it. Now, if somebody really wants it, can you get a Frank Maloney autograph on one of those orange balls?
I'll tell you what, I'd be willing to autograph every one of them.
So we'll have to buy you a Sharpie so you can go up there and start autographing all the little orange lacrosse balls.
I'm sure every kid would love to have a former club player autographing their lacrosse
ball. Well, a Frank Maloney, you put that baby on eBay, that would bring the big money.
Yeah, probably 25 cents there.
Well, that's a profit. The ball was free, so you're ahead of the game.
All right, let's recognize a few things there, Mr. Fancy Pants. All right. UVA tennis team has not gotten enough love lately, but they have had
not enough love.
Yeah, they've
good
been,
tennis term there.
Yeah, I tell you, I'm working them all in here. They traveling through Texas. They beat Baylor and the University of Texas, and in fact, in the Texas match, they got a little bit behind in doubles, but they came storming back to win 5-2. That was the number 6 ranked Texas tennis team. So, if you can beat Texas on their home courts 5-2. After traveling quite a bit, you've got to take your hat. You've got to tip your hat to Brian Boland. And
now they're still ranked number 1 in the country, right?
Still undefeated, but I'm a little worried because they've been on the road a while, and now they're going down to Florida. And you know that Miami and Florida State are lying in wait down there on their home courts, and you know you've got a lot of swirling winds down there on those hard courts down there in Texas, down in Florida. That's not an easy environment at all, and hopefully the Wahoos can get
out of there. This is a question for Mr. Maloney. Are most of these college matches played on asphalt, hard surface, not clay?
Concrete, yeah.
Is that pretty consistently the case?
Absolutely. So it's fast tennis, big serving. It's challenging. You got to be on your game. It's interesting. Michael Shabazz, who plays number one singles for Virginia and usually number one doubles, he recently won Player of the Week award again from the ACC, and he's having a tremendous year. He's a nice young player, even though he's a senior. I still think he's young. Shabazz is from Fairfax, Virginia, and he's really really carried the torch as a leader.
You know, not to slate any teams, but women's rowing would be one of those that you would expect to contend for a national title. Certainly the men's tennis team. Who knows, the baseball team. We talked about them going to Omaha. They could be in contention. And obviously the lacrosse team. So you have a bunch of spring teams here at UVA that are potential national championship challengers. So that's great to see.
Can't forget the golf team, which has gotten better every year in the last 3 or 4 years. And you know, with Ben Coles and Amory Davis and those guys, that team could do some damage at the end of the year this year.
They're a whole lot of success. So we're looking forward to football and basketball joining next year. All right, we're going to go to break now. We will be back with our final segment. Michael Tusky will update the sports that we've already been talking about when we return.